Now it is time to preview our Ivy games of the week, and we will start on the men's side. We have the 7-7 Princeton Tigers versus the 9-5 Penn Quakers for 7 p.m. tip-off this Friday. And our first inaugural guest is Brett McConnell from Princeton Men's Basketball. And Brett, thank you for joining us. Like I said, you're setting the bar for the rest of our guests.
Well, thanks for having me, guys, and I'm really hopeful this takes off, and I can one day be the answer to a trivia question on who your first guest was. So, thanks for having me.
No, we're happy you're here, and I mean, as soon as it was confirmed that it was going to be you, I had a chance to kind of look at your background and your story, and so if you could just kind of tell the listeners kind of how you got to Princeton and the position that you're in, just from being an associate head coach to assistant coach to director of ops, and now you are a recruiting coordinator. So if you could just kind of share your story.
Yeah, sure. I'll try to give you the quick version on the past 10 years, but I started out coaching. Actually, I was a manager at Rutgers and really got my start that way with the men's basketball team at Rutgers, and got my feet wet in coaching and Division III at Delaware Valley College, which is now Delaware Valley University in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And I had two great years under Casey Stitzel at Delaware Valley and took over a program Coach Stitzel did that was really struggling. And by year three, had a trip to the NCAA tournament the year after I had left. So was happy to be involved in rebuilding a program there. Then spent a year in Division II at Holy Family University. And then made the jump to Division I as Director of Basketball Operations at St. Peter's under John Dunn. And from there went to Princeton, where I spent 1 year at Princeton as Director of Basketball Operations. And now I'm in my sixth season overall, fifth as an assistant coach at Princeton.
I mean, that's got to be such a, if you can even tell people that are young and up and coming in the business, I mean, you pretty much went from, handling film exchange to now bringing in these top level recruits to the Ivy League.
It's nothing I could have predicted. I'll be honest. I think back to when I was a manager, and if I could have told myself at the time that I was going to be an assistant coach at a prestigious university and a great program like Princeton and eventually be named recruiting coordinator and kind of do what I love, I probably wouldn't have believed it. So I'm really lucky to be where I'm at and appreciative of the people that have helped me along the way.
Brett, let's talk a little bit about your tenure at Princeton, your first season, 2012-2013. And really, it's been interesting to watch this Tigers program grow over the past several years, and especially under your current head coach, Mitch Henderson. What are some of the things, some of the qualities that you've learned from Mitch your past several seasons, and what is it like to be in the Ivy League? As we all know, very different from your regular Power Five conference with the back-to-backs. Just your experience since getting to New Jersey and what it's been like since.
Yeah, I mean, first with Coach Henderson, and you mentioned how Princeton is very unique and something that I had an idea, of course, what I was getting into, but the intricacies of what make Princeton and the Ivy League unique, I really had no experience with. And for us, it starts with the day-to-day responsibilities that our guys have academically and really, really busy schedule, and they have a lot to balance. And the first thing I took from Coach Henderson really early on was his understanding and ability to relate to the guys, having been a Princeton alum, but his understanding of all the different things the guys go through on a daily basis and finding a way to balance, their academics and athletic responsibilities. He's done a great job, I think, of getting the most out of them without pushing too hard. And we talk all the time about getting enough rest, getting enough sleep, getting enough recovery, and keep that in mind when we try to be at our best late in the season. You know, we hope that we haven't worn the guys out too much early on and throughout the course of the year. So that's probably the first and foremost biggest thing that I've learned from Coach Henderson. And as far as Princeton and the Ivy and the back-to-backs, it's funny, now that I'm in year six, I couldn't imagine it any other way, and I don't think I'd want it any
become
other
the
way.
Norm.
I love, first of all, the type of guys, the type of people that we're around, the type of players we have, the coaches that I'm around. I love everything about this program and this league. And then, the back-to-back, I was joking in Hawaii, we just came off that trip, the Diamond Head Classic, where we played five games in 10 days and we had three in 4 days in Hawaii. And I was just telling the guys, no one's more prepared for back-to-back than the type of schedule that we're facing here than us being from the Ivy League. So I think it certainly helps us come tournament time. And hopefully if we can make it back to the big dance, it's something we can lean on.
That brings a question that I have been looking at Ivy League non-conference schedules. And is it something that the coaches consider about doing a non-conference tournament? So you're kind of prepared for that back-to-back. Is that something that, you know, Coach Henderson is mindful of to try and get a back-to-back scenario before you're in the Ivy League?
Yeah, it's something we really like to do. It doesn't always work out this way, but we've had some good luck over the years to find tournaments or even just little two-game classics where we're playing on back-to-back. And I definitely think it helps prepare us for what's to come in the Ivy League. And I also think at the same time, we're probably a little bit more prepared for that than the other teams we might face.
Brett, looking at the upcoming matchup here and just your team as a whole, as you mentioned, coming off that Hawaii swing, you've got Penn coming up here, always a battle between the Quakers and the Tigers. Just what's been the focus like here in practice for you guys, and what type of challenges do Penn bring to the table here?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the head right away. I mean, this is a major rivalry game. The intensity is going to be high. Our veterans understand, I think, how hard it's going to be, especially at the Palestra, to win against Penn, a Penn team that I know is really hungry to get us here at home to start the league. And for us, the focus, of course, is on the details of the scout. Penn is a very balanced team. They have a great shooting group. Ryan Bentley, the leading scorer, can really shoot it. But they're balanced. They have two guards in Foreman and Woods that can create for themselves and others. And then they start two bigs together now in Rothschild and Brodeur, who are tough, physical, can score around the basket. So it's a really balanced team, and it's really important that our guys know the personnel. And I think it's especially important that our upperclassmen, as well as the coaching staff, make it really clear to the younger guys how important the attention to detail is going to be and how difficult winning an Ivy League game on the road against a huge rival is going to be.
Brett McConnell joining us here, assistant men's basketball coach here. Coach, you look at some of the players in the roster here. You're coming off an NCAA tournament appearance last year where you played very tough in the first round against Notre Dame. And, you know, coming back this year, you still got some great pieces in Devin Kennedy. And then, of course, Miles Stevens, who we saw here in Hanover, just absolutely take over in the second half and really propel you guys in that victory here against Dartmouth. Just what's it like to not only have the experience of playing some big-time basketball down the stretch, but to have that veteran leadership and that experience a couple of pieces back, that's got to be really nice to have.
Yeah, no question. We lean a lot on our three captains. You mentioned Miles, Stevens, Devin Kennedy, and Amir Bell, who's been a point guard for us now for 4 years and has been through just about everything you can see in the Ivy League. And we lean really heavily on those guys, not only from a production standpoint. Certainly, if you look at our statistics, you know, the points, the rebounds, the assists, those three guys are at the top of almost every category. But it's their leadership, it's their experience that we lean really heavily on. And the fact that now we're getting into conference play and the scouting reports get just a little bit more detailed, as well as the fact that opponents have our scouting report, fine-tuned and to a T. So on both sides of that, that makes that veteran experience even more important.
I want to bring you back to that California, Hawaii trip, which, by the way, I'm super jealous because it was negative 22 in Hanover just the other day. So, and I watched one of your episodes of Hard Cuts, and I was getting so jealous as you're walking around in a t-shirt and shorts. But can you tell our listeners a little bit about, I mean, you had a huge win versus USC, and just kind of what the environment was like there and how that kind of, you know, how did that change kind of the confidence of your team?
Yeah, no question. I mean, first of all, the weather was awesome, and we're dealing with at least a half a foot of snow here in New Jersey. So
that's nothing, Brett. That's nothing up here.
Yeah, I know. That's just a few sprinkles, right, up there. So, but it was an excellent trip, and I think for us, the momentum started a little bit in a home win against Monmouth on December 12th. From there, we went to Cal Poly, where we had maybe our best offensive game of the season at Cal Poly. We shot it really well. And I think those two wins gave us a little bit of the momentum and confidence that we would need to beat a really good Pac-12 team in their home gym. After, you know, I guess this was our fifth day in California now. So just starting to get acclimated to the time change and everything. So it was a great win for our guys. And I think what really stands out for me, certainly, we had a really good offensive performance against USC, and they played some man, a lot of zone. But we blew a pretty good lead in the last minute or two of the game, and USC had all the momentum heading into overtime. And
keeping it exciting for the fans.
Certainly made it exciting for the fans, not as much for the coaching staff.
Right.
But our guys, it would have been really easy for us to fold in that moment, a really tough moment on the road, a team that had a ton of momentum. And you know, it was a tough pill for our guys to swallow that we had let what seemed to be a win leave our grasp. So those guys in the huddle heading to overtime really kept a positive attitude. And we got off to a great start in overtime. Amir had a nice driving finish at the rim, and we didn't look back from there. So really great win and a great start to our trip.
And I want to kind of shift the focus back to the Ivy play now. Just, you know, you went 14-0 last year. Congratulations, which is, it's awesome. And then I read a stat that it's been 672 days since your last loss in the Ivy League. Is that like, do your players know that? Or do you know that?
I hope that. I hope they don't know that.
Right. Yeah. It was, the last loss was at Harvard on March 4th of 2016. And so I'm curious if there's any type of pressure. And when those preseason rankings came out, you know, and your preseason ranked third, Harvard and Yale above you, is that, you know, and do they play with a chip on their shoulder? Again, coming off of that 14-0, just curious if they feel a pressure of some sort.
You know, I don't think so. And it's funny, even just hearing you recount the last time we lost, or the preseason rankings. I mean, I think back to our Butler game, where our season opener this year, and that feels like an eternity away. Last season's 14-0 season seems like it was a decade ago, a totally different team. And certainly that loss at Harvard, which you remind me of, and that cost us an Ivy League title.
Oh, I'm sorry about
still
that.
It stings a little bit, but I had almost forgotten about it until you reminded me. So I don't think that there's necessarily an added pressure. I do think the expectations at Princeton are always high. It's always our goal as a program, as a team, to win an Ivy League championship and make the NCAA tournament. So the expectations haven't changed for us, and at least not internally, and that's what matters to us.
Getting into the locker room, can you tell the listeners what is, you know, Coach Henderson's demeanor? Is he a rah-rah guy? Is he an in-your-face type of guy? How is he motivating this group this year?
I think he has a great pulse on what each player and each team needs. And year to year, we're a different group. Certainly individually, we have guys on the team that respond differently to different types of motivation. And Coach Henderson does a great job of adjusting his personality to fit the players on the team. And I think the players would tell you they really appreciate his balance of putting his arm around you and giving you a little motivation when you need it.
Brett McConnell, assistant coach, recruiting coordinator for Princeton men's basketball. It's been a great conversation. First guest here on the show. And as we mentioned, you'll be, what was that game that people play? You know, it's like, oh, you could pick movies, sports. Who was the first guest?
Trivia.
There you go. Yeah, I don't even think kids know what board games are anymore. But Brett, appreciate the time and best of luck against Penn this Friday night.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. And hopefully I'll be back on in the future here. Good luck.
Yes, we'll be in touch.